Welcome to the Being the Church podcast, a special Christmas edition. In the few days leading up to Christmas, we will be hearing from some of our North Star staff team about what they love about Christmas. Perhaps you'll be able to relate to them, and we'll even dig into some spiritual significance behind some of the things that we all love about Christmas. We hope that you enjoy and that you have a very Merry Christmas yourselves. Welcome back to this Christmas edition of the Being the Church podcast. My name is Matt Simpson, and I am here with myself. I felt that it was only fair, since we've been asking our ministry and pastoral staff to share what they love about Christmas, that I would take just a couple of minutes and share what I love about Christmas, which is actually a little bit different, since what I really love about Christmas is Christmas Eve. You may think that's cheating, but there's no one here to stop me, so that's what I'm going to talk about. When I was little, I was never able to sleep on Christmas Eve. The excited anticipation of tomorrow being Christmas Day would keep me awake all night long. Well, it probably wasn't all night long, but it felt like it to a little kid. But strangely, it wasn't necessarily the excitement over the gifts that would keep me awake, but just the fact that it was going to be Christmas tomorrow. As I grew older, I still couldn't sleep on Christmas Eve. I would still be excited for gifts, who wouldn't be, but that wasn't why I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep because tomorrow was Christmas, and I may not have been able to define exactly why I couldn't sleep, like what specifically kept me up, but it was something, this something that was about to happen. And even though I had more freedom as I grew older and I could stay up later than normal, I always made sure to go to bed before midnight on Christmas Eve. There was something very important to me about going to bed on Christmas Eve and then waking up on Christmas. It didn't feel special enough to have the clock hit 12 o'clock midnight and it suddenly just kind of be Christmas. I felt the need to welcome Christmas in with the quiet reverence of sleep, hushed and waiting for something to happen. And even now, as I've grown even older, I still struggle sometimes to sleep on Christmas Eve. Perhaps it's an old habit that is dying hard, but at times I will still toss and turn for a while until visions of sugar plums finally dance in my head. And these days, of course, I still enjoy receiving gifts and giving them, but that isn't really what keeps me up on Christmas Eve. There's something else, something almost undefinable, a distinct awareness that something is about to happen. Our world can be jaded and cynical, rejecting this kind of childlike wonder and excitement, daring to dream that there might be a magic or wonder to life that transcends our daily existence is mocked by our world. Wonder and hope can be met with sarcastic disdain, and the exhaustive weight of this pseudo-intellectual aloofness bears down on us constantly. And I feel this cynicism creep into my heart and threaten to burrow its way into my soul. Too often I find it infecting my thoughts and my words, and even to my shame at times, I feel the impulse to squash authentic hope I see in others, to make sure they stay grounded in reality and not wander off onto some idealistic, foolish plane of existence. But in spite of this, the fact remains that often I can't sleep on Christmas Eve. There's a magic in the air that keeps me awake. It flows through me like an antidote to the infection of cynicism. Something is about to happen. I wonder what kind of hushed anticipation settled over the first Christmas Eve, when all was quiet and all was bright. As the shepherds tended their flock in the fields that night, and the angels waited breathlessly in heaven for the right moment to pronounce to them the coming of the King, the Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Maybe that's what I love about Christmas, and Christmas Eve specifically. Our King has come and His kingdom has been established, but the story is not quite finished yet. Christmas Eve reminds me, and perhaps can remind you, that although the world may tempt us to despair and hopeless cynicism, we do not have to give in to that hopelessness. We know how the story ends. Our King is coming again and will dry every tear and make all things new. Don't give in to the cynical chaos of the world that hopes in nothing but itself. Calm your hearts in hushed and holy anticipation. Something is about to happen. We hope this time has been an encouragement and a help to you in your own walk with the Lord. If it was, maybe consider sharing this podcast with someone you know and let us know you enjoyed it by leaving a rating and maybe even a comment. That'll help us gauge the helpfulness of our content and what might be encouraging to our church family in the future. Thanks so much for listening. If you're interested in learning more about North Star Church, head over to northstarfamily.org for all the information and to contact us if you'd like to do that. We hope the Lord blesses you as you endeavor to serve Him.